This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Lilo Nishmas, Rochel Freda, Bas, Rabbi Lezer, Mordechai. Zion Thomas, Wednesday, the 10th of July, Rabbi Daniel Engel, Matoy, Yanker.
The Pasha talks about Bilam. That's Chukas. So now it's a song, Pasha's Balak. You'll have something for next week. But the topic isn't so much on the Pasha. The topic really is to understand Ben Adam L'Chaver. In general, Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaver, how do we look at Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaver? So in Pasha's Balak, we find an idea of Matevu Elecho Yaakov, that Bilam saw the beauty of Klal Yisrael, that they did not have the windows opened parallel to the neighbor's windows, so they didn't see into each other's houses. That seems to be a very nice idea. The question is that just a nice idea, or is that something that one can demand from his friend? In general, how do we look at Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaver? The Mishnah and Avos tells us, Shnaim Hayoshvim Ubeneim Devei Torah, Shechina Shoya Ubeneim. Two people sitting, and between them there's Limud HaTorah, the Shechina rests with them. What does it mean, Beneim? What does it mean, Devei Torah Beneim? Does it mean that one person said a Devei Torah and the other person listened? Or does it mean, literally, Beneim? It got in between them. Beneim seems to mean that it got in between them. It's not just one person speaking and the other person listening. It's something that got between them. It's something that one cheered and the other one argued, and they brought up an idea together. That's the idea of Beneim. Beneim does not mean just that one person speaks and the other one listens. It seems to be Beneim. There's a connection. It's, as we say, this got in between them. It got personal. It got to something that they cheered and went back and forth on. Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Mokim means it's between us and Hashem. So if somebody does something wrong, it's between him and Hashem. Hashem could say, how do you do this wrong? I do everything for you. How do you do this wrong? When we say Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaver, does that mean that it's something that I did wrong to my friend? And he could say to me, how did you do that wrong to me? Or rather, more classic, simple understanding is that Ben Adam L'Chaver just means that I can't do an Aveiro because Hashem has told me, was mitzvah me not to do it. The same as Ben Adam L'Mokim, similarly Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. The only difference between Ben Adam L'Mokim and Ben Adam L'Chaveroi is that Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, you hurt your friend, and therefore you have to apologize. But the wrong that you did is a wrong to Hashem, no different than Ben Adam L'Mokim. So our question is, how do we look at Ben Adam L'Chaveroi? Are you doing something wrong, just like Ben Adam L'Mokim, because Hashem told you and you didn't listen? The only difference is that you affected somebody else's feelings and therefore you have to apologize. Or do we say no? Ben Adam L'Chaver means that you did something wrong to your friend. Not to Hashem. Obviously also to Hashem. But you did something wrong to your friend. It's between you and him. That has different rules. And we'll see entirely then if it's just I did something wrong to Hashem. But I hurt his feelings and I have to apologize. The Gemara in Yuma talks about a Tana that withheld an apology to his Talmud. He kept asking Mechila and he withheld an apology. The question is, what does that mean? He asked him for Mechila. He did something wrong to him. He's apologizing for hurting his feelings. Where do you see that he has a right to withhold an apology? There's a discussion. Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef was Meichel the brothers, was he not Meichel the brothers? Yosef tells the brothers, you thought bad for me, and Hashem thought, Hashem did it for the good, it worked out. It would seem that everything's okay, that Yosef forgave them. He understood, they tried to do something bad, but it all worked out. Let's call bygones, bygones. Whatever happened, happened. Yet we find, Ba'asar Rugi Malchus, that the reason why Asar Rugi Malchus died or killed was because to be mechaper on the Mechiras Yosef. The question begs to be asked. Yosef seemed to forgive them. Yosef said, it's okay. You thought bad and it turned out to be good. Answer is, it seems, so Reuven Grzovsky says, that it's not enough if a person says it's okay. If somebody owes you $100 and he doesn't have the money and he says, you know, I'm really sorry, I don't have the money. Unless you're moichalim the $100 and you say you do not have to pay me the $100, he has to pay you $100. And if you say, okay, I understand you don't have the money, then he still owes you $100. So too, by benam l'chaveroi, it's not that if the person, his feelings are no longer hurt because he understands that it was for his good, that everything's okay. You owe him something. You owe him an apology. He has to go ahead and say, I'm moichel you. And Yosef never said those words to the brothers. He never explicitly stated that he's moichel them. There's something still between him and them. It's benodom l'chaveroi. And therefore there need to be the Asar Rugi Malchus. We're seeing that Ben Adam L'Chaveroi is not just that he did something wrong, just like Ben Adam L'Mokim, I did something wrong to Hashem, it's just I offended somebody, I hurt somebody's feelings, and I just need to make that up. Because if so, by Yosef, that should have been good enough. Dorachaim tries to go with that mahalach as well. Yes. So, there's two parts. The question is, if he's moichel, so what does Hashem want? So they didn't ask mechilah from Hashem, kilu. Dorachaim tries to do this. And Moshe Feinstein says he has a question. What does the Torah say? The Torah goes ahead, Ba'ashavas Aveido, there's a mitzvah essay of Ba'ashavas Aveido. The Torah goes ahead, and it adds on a lav, Luisucha Lisalem. The Torah says you cannot look away. You cannot be oblivious to somebody else's item on the floor. Ask Moshe, what do you need l'isuchal l'isalim? The Torah says, Ve'eshev is avedo, you have to return the avedo. So why do we need l'isuchal l'isalim? It's self-understood. Return it. Don't look away. Says Moshe, a person will think, I find the avedo on the floor. If I don't return it, what's the big deal? I didn't do anything wrong. If I steal something, I understand it's terribly wrong to steal something. If I damage something, I could understand that's terribly wrong to damage somebody else's item. But here, a person's item's on the floor. What does that have to do with me? Okay, it would be a nice thing, it would be a nice deed if I return it. But a person would think that that's not something that I'm obligated to do. It's a mitzvah. It's this essay. Says in Moshe, the Torah is teaching you a mentality in Lisucha Leizal. The Torah is telling you, don't think the way it works is as long as you can walk away and say, I didn't steal and I didn't damage, I'm fine. The Torah in Lisucha Leizal is teaching us that you are responsible for your friend's item. The same way you cannot steal his item and you can't break his item, you are responsible to return his item. What's that to do with me? It's his item on the floor. What? I didn't do anything wrong. Well, why? His item's on the floor and I don't want to return it. Well, what's wrong with that? Says in Moshe, the Torah is teaching us that's not the way Ben Adam L'Chaveroi works. It's not that the Torah is saying don't do something wrong, don't steal, don't damage. The Torah and don't steal and don't damage is telling you that you're responsible for your friend's item. Therefore you cannot take it, therefore you cannot damage it. And therefore if it's on the floor, you must return it to him. Because that's your responsibility. There's a whole different way of looking at Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. That is between me and him. So to speak, a person could say, you saw my avedah on the floor, how did you not return it to me? Yeah, a claim that he has on me. It's Beinehem, it's between the two of them. This would seem to tell us that this idea of Matoy Bo'elecho Yaakov, it's a Mishnah in Cheskas Avatim. This is something that you can take a person to court for. You can tell a person, you cannot open the window parallel to my window, because I have a right for privacy. And you have to respect that right. And you're obligated to uphold those rights. It's not merely a nice deed. It's not merely a nice thing. The Torah is teaching us that each person has rights. And I have to be sensitive to those rights, and I have to uphold those rights. This is in all hilchos binyan lechaver. We find the Gemara tells us that we learn out the mekalel aviv ve'imoy is even la'achar misa. A person, chas v'shalom, curses his father and mother, he's over the lav even la'achar misa. Even after they die, he still is over the iser of mekalel aviv ve'imoy. Says the Tumim, you see from here that regarding mekalel his friend, there's no problem with being mekalel a friend la'achar misa, because the Gemara only learned out mekalel aviv ve'imoy la'achar misa, but not his friend. It would seem that there is no iser there. The question is, why not? If ben adam lechaveiro means merely do not do something wrong, cursing is doing something wrong. So what's the difference if the person's alive or the person's dead? You're doing something wrong. It's wrong to mekalel somebody. What's the difference if he's alive or he's dead? But if we say the idea is that a person has rights, that it's between me and him, and I cannot affect his rights, when does that apply? That could be only applies when he's alive. When he's alive, these are the rights that I have to conform to, that I'm obligated for. Once he's no longer alive, those rights don't exist anymore. And therefore, the problem of mekalel is chaver, he has a right that shouldn't happen to him. Similarly, Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, we find that the Meraglim, they said Lashon Hara Neretz Yisrael. Lashon Hara Neretz Yisrael, simply speaking, is a Lashon Hara Binod Mamakim. The halacha is that if you say Lashon Hara on Eitzim Havonim, there's no problem. Behilchas Binod Mechaver. Furthermore, if a person says Lashon Hara Ala Meisim, again, Lashon Hara on somebody who's no longer alive, that's also b'cheirim. You put in cheirim. Because it's not in the regular halachas of Binyan Lechaver. That means the Hilchos Lashon Hara does not apply to somebody who's no longer alive. Chazal had to come and answer it b'cheirim. Otherwise, there's no problem of Lashon Hara on somebody who's no longer alive. The question is, what's the difference? Lashon Hara is bad speech on your friend, saying something bad about your friend. Why should it make a difference if the person's alive or the person's no longer alive? Answer seems to be what we're saying. When a person's alive, he has rights that you shouldn't slander him. Those are the rights that the Torah gave him. And we are obligated to uphold those rights. When a person's no longer alive, those rights are no longer there. It could be there would be an Isser, a Benam Lamakim. But in terms of bin adam lechaveri, between me and him, he's no longer alive. There's nothing there that he has on me. There's no claim that he can make on me. He doesn't have these rights. And therefore, Hilchos Lashon Hara, we see both a kula and a chumra. Lashon Hara is not merely slanderous talk and not a nice thing to do. It's rights that a person has, and not to slander him. And he could demand that of you, he could stop you from doing it. Because that's the rights that the Torah gave him. It's between you and him. You did something wrong to him. And if you apologize to him, he could withhold his apology. Because you owe him something. Because you took away his rights. It's not merely something that you could daven to Hashem and ask mechila and go over to the person and say, Yemoi Chomi. You have to realize it's bein adam lechaveroi. It's between you and him. The Torah gave each person rights, how to live in a civil way, and everybody's obligated to uphold those rights. And all of us take on a different A whole different attitude, a whole different mentality. And both Lekula and Lechumra. Lechumra, that you have to realize you're affecting his rights. He could withhold his apology. And if he's not Meichel, you explicitly, you still owe him something. And the flip side is Lekula, that if a person is no longer alive, those rights don't exist. And Mekalel, and Lashon Hara might not apply in those cases. Well, you see this idea in other places in the Torah. Hashavas Avedo. Does a person have to return Avedo at the price of missing work? And at the price of a large expense? Because the Gemara is very clear in Eil Metzias. The Gemara says that that's not something you're obligated to do. You have to get paid, kipoil bottle. Whatever money would be worth for you to not do your work, but yet not get paid. We see very clearly this idea that you do not have to take a loss to return your friend's item. The question is, we have a rule. Every mitzvah's essay, a person has to spend up to a chaynish. You got to spend up to a fifth of all your money. We also have a rule that a lois asay, in order not to be over a lois asay, you have to give up all the money that you have. In order to avoid being over a lois asay, a person is obligated to the point of giving up all his money. Yeah, we find over here, mitzvah hashavas aveda, there's no concept of chaymish. The Gemara tells us you got to get paid. You return the item at a cost. If it's going to cost you, if you're going to lose that money, you're not obligated to do so. The person whose item was lost is going to have to reimburse you for your work. What happened to your chiyuv chaymish? What happened to the chiyuv that every mitzvah has a chiyuv chaymish? You have to pay up to a fifth. You have to take a loss and take a hit of up to a fifth of your money. So if a guy has a lost item and you want to return it, so what's the difference if you didn't go to work that day? It's not a fifth of your salary. You know what a fifth means. But it's not a fifth. How do we understand it? The way we're looking at Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, it could be very well understood. Hashem tells us to do something. We have to do that at all costs. And even beyond the chaymish, it could be after chaymish, together with anonymous, questions of what's the idea behind the chaymish. But if Hashem tells us to do something, we have to do it at all costs. But if there's something between me and my friend, why do I have to do that at all costs? It's between me and him. If Ben Adam L'Chaveiro was no different than Ben Adam L'Mokim, if Hashem said that shaking a lulav is no different than Hashavas Aveda, and you have to do both those things for me, then what's the difference between shaking a lulav and Hashavas Aveda? They both should require you to lose up to a chaymish of your money, up to a fifth. We're seeing from here it's not the same thing. Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Mokim is between you and Hashem. Hashem says, do it. You got to do it at all costs. We owe Hashem everything we have. But Ben Adam L'Chaver is between me and my friend. I have to give up everything for him to benefit with his money, to not lose money. Why would that be so? He has an item here, it's worth $100. Why do I have to lose $100 that he should get back $100? Why would that be? What would the logic be behind that? He doesn't have rights more than I have rights for myself. So there's no concept of chaymish. There's another Gemara that talks about saving a person from drowning. As simply speaking, we understand that to save a person from drowning, you have to do everything you possibly could. And that's definitely the case. The question is, when we talk about the technical halacha, how does the technical halacha look at it? So Gemara Mitzayimur, Nafayim Gimel and Sanhedrin, Minayim leroyes chaver shur tevea benor, oichai gerosa elistin bolov shu chayv latzilay. How do you know that when a person is drowning in the sea, they have to save him? How do you know? Says the Gemara, Talmud Loimar Lo Yisama Del Dam Recha. There's a law. You're not allowed to stand by and watch your friend Chas V'Shalom get killed. Like the Gemara from Ma'ocho Nafko. Learn it out from here. Lo Yisama Del Dam Recha. Ma'ocho Nafko. Avedas Gufa Minayin. We don't learn it out from here. We learn it out from Aved Shavas Avedo. It says in the Pasuk V'Ashavoy Soy Loi. You have to return him, V'Ashavoy Soy, return him, Loi, to him. So that means that when a person is drowning, he's lost, and now you have to return him to himself. So why do we need a lav in the Torah of L'Samar Adam Reecho? Says the Gemara, Ima Hosom Hava Amino Hanimili Benavshei. If we'd learn it out from Ashavas Avedo, I would say that that's only you're the only one obligated. It's depend on you to go and return the item to him. Ava mituchu mega aguri emaloi. But to rent people to return, to rent people to save him, to hire people to go ahead and save the person, that I would say you don't have to do from Ashavas Avedo. As we spoke, Ashavas Avedo doesn't require that. So lo yisamar al dam reecho says that you cannot stand by and watch your friend die, therefore you must hire workers. If you don't know how to swim, you must hire lifeguards to go ahead and save the person. So the question is, what was the Gemara's answer? We said there's a difference between an essay and a lav. An essay, a person has to give up to a fifth of his worth. When it comes to a lav, a person has to give up all the money that he has not to be able to allow. So the difference between learning out to save your friend from Ashavas Avedo, Olo Yisamar Adam Reecho, should be fairly simple. If it's an essay, you only have to give up a fifth of your money. If it's a loisa essay, you have to give up all the money you have to save your friend. Yet that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the difference is whether you have to hire workers to save him or not.
Get the money back from you, right?
Oh. So that's the point. Says the Rosh, that when you hire the workers to go save him, you hire the lifeguards to go save him, he has to return the money to you. He has to pay you back for that. And it's a big discussion in the Rishonim, what happens if you know he won't? Whether you're even obligated to do it or not. And there's a tzad in the Rishonim, you don't have to. The question begs to be asked. Is a person's life on the line? Is a person who's dying? You do whatever you could. There's a lav in the Torah. Lo yisamar adam reecho. Answers the same idea. It's true. Bin adam lechaver is between me and him. It's true he's drowning. It's true I need to go and hire workers. But why do I have to take that loss? He could pay for that loss. The essays and loisa essays of Benam Lachaveri don't seem to follow the same rules as Benam Lamokim. It's between me and him. How could he demand that I lose money and he himself won't have to pay for it? Why would that be? Why do I owe him more than he owes me? We find one last idea. We find something called the Zokein Ve'ena Lefich Voidai. A person who's a zokein, a machlekes in the Rishonim, whether zokein just means that he's older or Talmud Chacham, but either way, zokein ve'ena lefi chvoidoi. I don't understand. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. And this person is saying, I'm a zokein, and it's not befitting my honor to do this mitzvah. What does that mean? I'm sorry? Right, but how do we understand that? Would we ever say the Zokin Vendel Fichvoidoi does not have to shake a lulav? Because it's too much to walk around with a lulav and an esrig? Would we say the Zokin Vendel Fichvoidoi is potter from the sukkah? Because the weather is not permitting to sit in the sukkah for an extended period of time? We don't find such things. We find mitzvah. That's not different between a Zokin and a tzayr. What is the idea of Zokin Vendel Fichvoidoi? What does that mean? It's a mitzvah. What does it mean it's not his honor? It's the greatest honor to do a mitzvah. What does it mean? Zokin ve'en l'fichvoide. The way we're saying, Zokin ve'en l'fichvoide is strictly in the laws of ben adam lechaveroi. In Odom L'Chaver is there's something between me and you. An elderly person who wouldn't do this for himself is not obligated to do this for you. If an elderly person is not going to walk around with a sheep in the Rishus Ram to take it home, he's not obligated to do that for his friend. Because Ben Adam L'Chaver is something that's between me and you. I don't have to do something for you that I won't do for myself. The rights that the Torah gave you are the same rights that I have. The same way that I don't have to lose the money when you don't pay for it. By Ben Adam L'Chaver. I don't have to return your Aveda if it's going to cause me a loss. Because Ben Adam L'Chaver doesn't demand that. You'll have to pay me back for that. Because I have rights as well. Zokein Ben Al-Vichvoide means that the person has rights. He has his self-respect. He has his honor. And if he wouldn't do that for himself, the Torah comes and tells me that's why he does not have to do it for you. But when it comes to Ben Adam L'Mokim, for Hashem, we have to give up all our money. We have to do everything. There's no question of honor. It's the greatest honor to do whatever it is that Hashem wants from us. But by Ben Adam L'Chaver, these are different rules. Ben Adam L'Chaver is not merely something that's not nice to do. It's not nice ideas. Lashon Hara, Mekalel, Matoibu Elecho. These are not Ashovas Aveto. These are not nice things. These are not merely nice behaviors that the Torah requires of us. These are something that our friends, that we have, our friends have rights for. Part of Klal Yisrael is not living in a world ourselves that we just try to do the right things, but to understand that we live Bein Adam L'Chaveri, and our neighbors have rights over us, and our fellow Yidden have rights over us, and their items on the floor, L'Sucha L'Sam, you can't look away and say, I'm not doing anything wrong. They have a right, and you have to uphold that right of this Chusei Momin, and you have to return it to them. Both L'Kula and L'Chumra, at times they'll come out, L'Kula, Azokin Ben Al-Fichvoidoi, do you have to lose money for it? But on the other hand, it's a tremendous Chumra, it's a different approach to Ben Adam L'Chaveri, that it's not just a mere nice act, a mere nice behavior. Rather, Ben Adam L'Chaveri is something that we're obligated to do to our friend, and we owe that to them. We owe it to them, not because we borrowed money from them, or merely because their item is there, or their privacy is there, or their honor is there, and we owe that to them. We owe to uphold their honor. Because Lashon Hara is not merely don't say slanderous talk. You must uphold the person's honor and do not slander them. That's a right that they have, and you owe to them to keep up that right. Same as Mekalel, and this is, seems to be an idea that I think brings us back to Beinayim, as Ben Adam L'Chaveri is a very different mentality. That it's not just Hashem told us not to do it, we can't do it, but rather that our friends, and we live within a society, within a community, and we have to realize that our friends have rights, that our neighbors have rights, and that's something that's obligated on us to uphold. Sure.